Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
What happens when officers commit wrongdoing and face discipline? New reporting from BuzzFeed News suggests that in New York, hundreds of NYPD officers are patrolling the streets and making arrests, despite the fact they've been disciplined at times for serious crimes. BuzzFeed obtained secret records of a secret system where department leaders use an ill-defined adjudication regime for discipline. Kendall Taggart co-reported this story for BuzzFeed News, where she discovered severe violations on the records of officers still walking the beat. Kendall, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it sounds like a huge number, 319 police employees between 2011 and 2015. Who apparently committed fireable offenses. You detail assault, misuse of weapons, drug dealing in some cases. What were some of the most egregious examples that you came across in your reporting?
I think the officer that struck me most, though I have to say there were a lot of surprises in reporting this story, was an officer named Raymond Marrero, who works in the Bronx in New York. And he threatened, he didn't threaten. He actually beat a man with a baton and sent that person to the hospital. He suffers risk of brain damage as a result. And then just a year later, he ended up handcuffing a prisoner and holding him down while other officers beat that person. He falsely denied that no physical attack had happened when he was asked about it by Internal Affairs. That was the kind of thing that I would have thought before reporting this story would get you in serious trouble with the NYPD. Instead, what happened is he's put on this kind of wonky term the NYPD calls dismissal probation and allowed to stay on the force.
You said Officer Raymond Marrero works in the Bronx. Works as in is still working in the Bronx.
Yeah, he is still on the force.
Is that common that somebody with a record like you describe for Officer Marrero to still be working for the NYPD?
I think our reporting suggests that it's certainly the kind of thing that an officer can do and stay on the force. I don't know how common it is. We got secret records detailing disciplinary histories of hundreds of officers, like you said, but there are 50,000 employees for the New York City Police Department. So I feel like we only have a small window into what's really going on in the department. Claims that they cannot provide any detailed information, citing some state secrecy laws.
So there are lots of different kinds of cases detailed in your report, Kendall. Officers inappropriately firing weapons. You already described assault, a case of an officer selling prescription drugs to another undercover officer while he was off duty, apparently an attempted drug deal. What happens when these officers get caught? They're on file, so there is some disciplinary action. Now, you mentioned something wonky called dismissal probation. Seems to be at the heart of this. What is that?
Yeah, so I hadn't ever heard this term, and a lot of close observers of the NYPD's practices hadn't either until we started asking questions about it. It basically means that an officer is, quote, dismissed from the New York City Police Department, but that penalty is suspended for a year, so it's not actually implemented. They continue to arrest people. They continue to go to work. And at the end of that year, their probation is up, and they continue to do their work as normal. So it's a strange practice that doesn't seem to have a whole lot of teeth for the officers involved.
And 319 officers is not even the entire universe of probations. That's what you've reported on, because I assume that's the amount of records that you got, but the universe of this seems much broader.
Yeah, I mean, there are hundreds more cases, even from the limited time period we were able to report on, which was 2011 through 2015. But we don't know what's been happening in 2016, 2017, or to the other officers during that period who got similar penalties.
Well, one of the other features of this system, Kendall, that you reported on is what appears to be just a haphazard application. I mean, you report some stunning inconsistency in the way these dismissal probations are used across the department.
Yeah, so one of the things that Mike Hayes, my co-reporter, and I found was that officers kept telling us they thought there was no rhyme or reason to how NYPD implements its penalties. One officer we wrote about was named Damon Porter, and he actually agreed to provide us with his disciplinary file. And it showed that the judge had found him guilty, the judge being an internal NYPD judge, of relatively minor misconduct. The most serious offenses were being discourteous to a supervisor and failing to properly investigate one case. And the judge said, I think you should get this wonky penalty, dismissal, probation, but be allowed to stay on the force. Ray Kelly, who was the NYPD top commissioner at the time, decided that his conduct was so egregious, he should be pushed off the force, even though he was just a year away from being able to retire with a much better pension. Ray Kelly, 9 months later, decided that an officer who'd beat a man with a baton and lied to internal affairs investigators about a separate incident shouldn't be fired and should stay on the force. So it seems that there's just a huge array of offenses that can land an officer in trouble with the NYPD, and not a lot of consistency, at least from the outside where we're all sitting, about how they do it.
And what do you think the system does to the police themselves? There are tens of thousands of officers in New York. What does your reporting reflect about how they think this affects their ability to do their jobs? Because most of them, the vast majority of them, are not lawbreakers.
Right. I think it really brings public questions about the entire department, whereas transparency would allow the public to tell the difference between officers who are getting in trouble and the officers who aren't. But as it stands now, we really don't know whether the cop who's arresting me today or arresting you tomorrow is someone who we shouldn't trust.
And is there any pressure in the state of New York to get rid of this secrecy and have a public reporting system where people can know when and if officers are disciplined?
There is pressure. There's a bill right now in the state legislature to try and bring more transparency to police misconduct records. But bills like this have faced a lot of opposition in New York. The biggest union in New York City has fought against them. The department itself has said it's supportive of changes that would allow it to share more information, but has also taken steps to reduce transparency in recent years. So I think it's really unclear what's going to happen and whether or not this is going to change anytime soon.
Kendall Taggart, investigative reporter for BuzzFeed News, reported this story along with Mike Hayes at BuzzFeed. Kendall, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.